Okay, so then describe the building and how it changed over time. Like, what did you guys do to the building that changed it?
Where we are now, mm-hmm. the present?
Yeah.
Before, we just had a bakery case at that time. And now when people walked in, we had seating, we had tables, we had a counter, a mm-hmm. coffee counter, you know, for individuals. And
there was an apartment in the back.
In the back.
Which,
when we first
in the beginning,
there.
They rented the apartment in the back.
Right.
And then they tore the walls out, and then we took the whole building. Because then after, in the 80s, then we started, when we closed the bakery part, actually in 87. Because that's when I had Matt. And then we came over here, but the ice cream couldn't sustain itself. So then we started the small restaurant with just the homemade pizza. And catering by Brian, which is Jim's brother, he started his catering business out of that same location. So we all kind of just kept working together, and we developed the pizza.
You got to be flexible, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
Flexibility, you know.
And about 3 years after the pizza took off, then we brought the broaster and we put the grill in.
Hamburgers and chicken.
And hamburgers and chicken. Yes.
And
it was just a step process, a step by step. It didn't happen overnight, but it just kind of.
You didn't have this big grand scheme in your head. You're this is going to play out.
No, it just. Works.
Well, you know, the Lord, it blesses.
He would get ideas.
I get ideas.
He gets ideas.
But that's okay. That's why two are one. Yeah. You know what I mean? Working together. Yeah. And it's a challenge. It's a great opportunity to work together as husband and wife.
Mm-hmm. And when you have dreams.
You know what I mean?
That's important.
Yeah. When you do have opportunity in front of you, and just sometimes
because you
take
can bounce things off of each other. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And because you still got to survive, and you raise your family and stuff like that. And
yeah.
We had three lovely children, two girls and a boy. And they all grew up in the restaurant with the customers. We didn't have babysitters.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
I would, a lot of times, give them a coloring book and a box full of colors, and
right.
they would go and sit in the booth.
Yeah.
And they would start coloring, and before you know it, they would make friends. And then all of a sudden, their friends would come, and they'd be coloring, and then the parent, you know, they would. It was a neat way for them to grow up. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then the menu items, like what was more popular back in the day?
Well, we started with ice cream, but ice cream I don't think has really lost its novelty because a lot of places, your Hardee's, your McDonald's, everybody has ice cream as an option. So I'm sure the ice cream still has its draw.
I would say through the quarter of time, in the beginning, when we started it, the ingredients were more reasonable. The overhead was more reasonable. We were blessed to have lines outside the door.
Okay.
If you know the building that's there, there would be a line down the center, out the door, around the corner,
and people
would wait and have fun and enjoy. And we would have three, four people behind the counter, but we would be having fun doing it all, and everybody would be seeing that. Everybody was relaxed, not being stressed.
Mm-hmm.
And for a quarter or 15 cents, you could do that back then. Now, the way the cost is, the overhead, the electric and everything, things have changed drastically.
Yeah.
But you guys still provide like a lot of ice cream.
Oh, yes. We are always for the people. We are always for the people. You know what I mean? Family oriented. You know what I mean?
Trying to keep it at a price where a family could come in and feed their family and you didn't have to spend $50, $60 a night.
Right.
Because a lot of places, well, now it's probably even more than that.
During over time, did you guys ever feel like you had struggles with keeping up with everything?
Oh, yeah.
Like lots of them?
If there's no struggles, you're not learning.
Well, yeah.
When the point comes, it was a season there of ups and downs because the hard rolls wouldn't churn out, this wouldn't churn out, that wouldn't churn out. You get a little bit frustrated.
You
get what I mean?
When you first started, you're just like, okay, we're going to make this and it's going to work.
You know, it's easier said than done, but when you got to put it into practice and do it, that's where
it's
the
like your mom give you a recipe
road.
And you try and go bake a cake and you bake the cake.
You have it all planned out in your head
and then you just throw it all together and throw it in the oven.
But you
got to
keep on.
To do.
You got to be persistent because there's many times and it was costing. Many times I would go to the bank. You know, you got to pay for this stuff.
Oh yeah.
I got behind, and the bank was sympathetic, very sympathizing,
really?
I should say, very sympathizing to give me a little bit. I would pay them back. We worked very close.
Years ago, you could go for a short.
You had a personal banker. No, they knew you. It isn't like a number today.
Yeah,
that's changed. Because they started building that trust.
Mm-hmm.
Building that trust.
Okay, so your favorite things about owning it. Like, did you have favorite things back then that you liked, and did it change at all?
It was with people. Same favorite things.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real blessing to work with people.
Right.
And, I mean, when we had our employees, whether it was 10 employees or 15 or 20, however, would always fluctuate from season to season. But your employees became your family.
Yeah.